Hello, this is David Middleton, pastor of Jesus is Lord Outreach Center, welcoming you to Doers of the Word. This program will teach you the practical knowledge of the Word of God so that you can live in victory in your life. Open your heart and mind now as I share the uncompromised Word with you today. Praise the Lord, glad to be with you on the radio broadcast again today. We're continuing to share with you on the subject of overcoming in your life. God wants you to overcome in all areas. As you overcome, then you're going to enter into walking in the ways of the Lord. You're going to receive the inheritance. You're going to become a partaker of the divine nature, and you're going to be changed into walking in the ways of the Lord. We're going to be pleasing Him, and we're going to see that we're going to have victory. And when we overcome, we know that we're going to get rewards, not only in this life, but also in the life to come. Are you overcoming? I trust that you're taking hold of these messages and overcoming in every area of your life. Well, we talked in the last broadcast, I'm going to again talk about it today, is overcoming idolatry. Many Christians think that they don't have any idols in their life. They think of idols as just idols of stone or idols of wood or idols, gods that are in temples that people would worship. Well, those are idols, but idols are more than just that. An idol is anything that becomes a source outside of the Lord. One of the biggest idols is self. Many, many people, they don't serve the Lord, they serve self. They do what they want. If you serve yourself, you're out to totally please yourself instead of serving the Lord, then that makes self an idol. Idolatry is the deifying of self. Or you might be deifying another person. Many people look to other people as their source, and that's a mistake. God wants you to look to God as your source. God is the one who is going to meet your every need, because you look to other people as a source, and if they fail you, then you fall, and then you have a great destruction effect upon you, whether it's emotionally or mentally, or it could be financially. If you're looking to someone as a source financially, you need to look to the Lord. The Lord is your source. Don't have any other sources before you except for the Lord. In Deuteronomy 5:7, thou shalt have none other gods before me. In fact, in 1 John 5:21, he says, little children, keep yourselves from idols. Be on guard, watch, and avoid all idolatry. This is written to the church. This isn't written to heathen. This is written to the church. Little children, keep yourselves from idols, because they're going to take away your love for God. We are to love God with all of our heart, with all of our mind, with all of our soul, with all of our strength. We're to love Him with everything within us. And if we love Him, we're going to walk in the ways of His Word, and we're going to look at Him as our total source in life. And back in the Old Testament, Deuteronomy 29, he saw their abominations and their idols. And what did it do to him? In verse 18, it turned their heart away from the Lord. If your heart is somewhat turned away from serving God, or you're not on fire as much for the Lord as you were, what have you been focusing upon? What has your heart been towards? You know, you can make people a source. You can make even your children an idol in your life. If you live for them, you live for your husband, you live for your children, you live for a particular person, that makes that an idol. You know, many people have made their job their idol. That is their total source of contentment, happiness. Many men have done this, where they look to their job as their source. Your job is not your source. God is your source. Now, God has equipped you to do a particular job, particular work of employment, and you are to do that well, and that's going to be a means for you to get your income. But the job is not your source. You need to have God as first place in your life. Be sure that you're putting your priorities right. Many times people make an idol out of their job, and that becomes first and important over God. Turn away from that, or that is an area of idolatry in your life. Don't have any cursed items that are of idolatry as well in your household. In Deuteronomy chapter 7, it talked about the images of their gods. If they would have them in their household, they were an abomination, and it would cause them to be ensnared. You've got to watch that you have nothing that would be considered a cursed object in your house. Don't have anything that are Buddhas or Eastern temples or Oriental items that are symbols of idolatry, any dragons or statues or voodoo dolls or any of these kind of creatures that would be symbolic of idolatry. Don't have anything of the occult, anything of witchcraft. You should not have any Ouija boards or horoscope books or New Age books or zodiac jewelry or any of these things. In Psalms 101 verse 2, the Bible says, I will behave myself wisely in a perfect way. And he says, I will walk within my house with a perfect heart. That's the attitude God wants us to have. And he says in the next verse, verse 3, I will set no wicked thing before mine eyes. Don't set any wicked thing before your eyes. Don't let anything that is unclean or of a cursed item come into you. In Ezekiel chapter 14, it talks about how the men set up their idols in their heart, and it was a stumbling block of iniquity. God wants us to turn away from every bit of idolatry. He says, keep yourself from these idols, and keep yourself away from all of these abominations. In Isaiah chapter 2, verse 17, it said, the loftiness of man shall be bowed down, and the haughtiness of men shall be made low. And here he's talking about these idols that you are to utterly abolish. The loftiness of man is idolatry. Whenever you look to a person, you start exalting a man. And what do you see in the world today? You see that the world is exalting sports stars, they're exalting political stars, they're exalting movie stars, they exalt people, and these people become stars or idols. We are not to have the loftiness of man. That makes it an idol, and we must not have that before us. Abolish that. Don't let any person ever be an idol. TV stars, movie stars, sports stars, anything. Turn away from it. You know, some people even make their animal an idol. If it becomes your comforter, your dog, your cat, or whatever is your comforter, then it becomes an idol. You can enjoy the animals, but don't let them be a source of comfort. Otherwise, you make that thing an idol. Any object, any person, anything that you would have, a house, a car, your music, anything can be an idol. Music is to minister to you the Word of God and the anointing of God. It is not to be an idol or a means of escape for you in your life. And things, car, house, possessions, if you start serving that, you serve money, that is idolatry. You can't serve God and money at the same time. The Bible says the love of money is the root of all evil. God wants you to turn away from all of this idolatry. A thing that's an idol in Jeremiah 16 is described as that which does not profit you. It really doesn't profit you. It just is a false comfort unto you. In 2 Kings 17, it talks about the idols, and when they would serve them, that they would become vain. What do you see in America today? What do you see among many Christians? They're vain. They're full of vanity because they're serving some sort of idol in their life. Don't let it pollute you. In fact, in Acts 15:20, it says to abstain from the pollutions of idols. It contaminates you. In Acts 17:16, Paul saw the whole city given to idolatry, and it grieved him. Well, we see more than a city given to idolatry. We see a nature, we see a culture given to idolatry. You know, people are so caught up with they gotta just look right, they gotta have their hairstyle just right, they gotta follow the trends and the fashions of this world. That is idolatry. God wants you to turn away from these kind of things in your life. In 1 Corinthians chapter 5, the Bible says, don't keep company with idolaters. Don't even be around these kind of people, because it will have a negative effect upon you. In 1 Corinthians 6, it says that the idolaters cannot enter into the kingdom of God. They're not going to enter into the rule and reign of God. They're not going to triumph over their enemies. You've got to put away all idolatry and put the Lord as first place in your life. Idolatry will defile your conscience, it says over in 1 Corinthians 8. And over in 1 Corinthians chapter 10, it talked about not lusting after evil things and things that are of idolatry. It caused them to sacrifice to devils. It wasn't pleasing to God, and it opened up the door for the destruction and judgment to come upon them. In 2 Corinthians chapter 6, it talks about the fact that we should not have anything to do with idolatry in our temple. And we are the temple of the living God, praise God. Here it says in verse 14, be not unequally yoked together with unbelievers. What fellowship has righteousness with unrighteousness? what communion has light with darkness, and what concord hath Christ with Belial, or what part hath he that believeth with an infidel? The answer, of course, is none. We're not to have anything to do with it. Then in verse 16 it says, and what agreement hath the temple of God with idols? For you are the temple of the living God. As God has said, I will dwell in them and walk in them, and I will be their God, and they shall be my people. Well, if the Lord your God, you can't have idols. If you have idols before you, no wonder God's not working in your life. He would not move in their life if they had idolatry. You know, many Christians are wondering, wonder why I'm not seeing the power of God work. Wonder why I'm not seeing things happen. Do you have any idols in your life? If you have idols in your life, you will shut down the power of God from operating in you. He goes on in verse 17 and says, wherefore come out from among them, and be ye separate, saith the Lord, and touch not the unclean thing. Don't touch those things of idolatry. Don't touch anything that becomes a source outside of the Lord. And then he says, I'll receive you, I'll be a father unto you, and you shall be my sons and daughters, saith the Lord Almighty. In Galatians chapter 5, it talks about the works of the flesh. And in listing those, it lists one of them as idolatry. Idolatry is a work of the flesh. We are really serving self. And it says, if you're an idolater, you have no inheritance in the kingdom of the Lord Jesus Christ. God wants you to turn away from this. In fact, a covetous man, one who's always seeking what they want, is an idolater. We're supposed to mortify all these things on the earth. And 1 Thessalonians 1 verse 9, the Bible talks about how they turn to God from idols to serve the living and true God. Evidence that you have turned away from all idolatry is that you are serving the living and true God. Are you serving God with all your heart? Are you serving Him in every area of your life? Or do you have some abominable idolatries? God wants you to get rid of them. Don't let any person, don't let anything, anything of the world be a source in your life. God is your total source. And remember 1 John 5:21, little children, keep yourselves from idols. Amen. Keep yourselves from idolatry in your life. Make the Lord the total source in everything in your life. We'll see you on the next broadcast. God bless you. As I close